Hey, Medicare Mike with Medicare Live. Section 6, page 81 of the Medicare and You Guidebook on 2017. This is for the folks that are 64 and 6 months that have enrolled into Medicare Part A and B through Social Security. They also need to look into that 20% gap that Medicare does not cover. So this is Section 6, page 81, and I'm just going to read verbatim from the federal government, the Medicare and You Guidebook 2017. What are Medicare Supplement Insurance Policies, also known as Medigap? Original Medicare pays for many, but not all, health care services and supplies. Medicare Supplement Insurance Policies sold by private companies can help pay some of the healthcare costs that original Medicare doesn't cover, like co-payments, co-insurance, and deductibles. Medicare supplement insurance policies are also called Medigap policies. Medigap policies also offer coverage for services that original Medicare does not cover, like medical care when you travel outside the U.S. Generally, Medigap policies don't cover long-term care, like care in a nursing home, vision or dental care, or hearing aids, eyeglasses, or private duty nursing. Medigap policies are standardized. Every Medigap policy must follow federal, state laws designed to protect you, and they must be clearly identified as, in quotes, Medicare supplement insurance. Insurance companies can sell you only a standardized, in quotes, policy identified in most states by letters A through D, F through G, K through N. All policies offer the same basic benefits, but some offer additional benefits so you can choose which one meets your needs. In Massachusetts, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Medigap policies are standardized in a different way. If you have questions about that, call 1-800-MEDICARE. That is 1-800-633-4227. 1-800-633-4227. If you have those questions about the way those Massachusetts, Minnesota, Wisconsin standardize their Medicare supplements. All right. Going on to page 82. How do I compare Medigap policies? This is exciting reading, but bear with me. The chart below shows basic information about the different benefits that Medigap policies cover. If a percentage appears, the Medigap plan covers the percentage of that benefit, and you're responsible for the rest. I'm going to only read Plan F as in Frank and Plan G as in George because those are the two most popular plans that cover 100% coverage of the 20% gap that Medicare Part A and B do not cover. All right, here we go. Plan F as in Frank covers 100% of the Medicare Part A coinsurance and hospital costs up to an additional 365 days after Medicare benefits are used, covers 100% of Medicare Part B coinsurance and copayments, covers 100% of the first 3 pints of blood, covers 100% of the Part A hospice care coinsurance and copayments, covers 100% of skilled nursing facility care coinsurance, and that is 100 days max per admission for that skilled nursing facility care. Okay. Plan F covers 100% of the $1,316 Part A deductible for 2017, covers 100% of the Part B $183 yearly deductible for 2017. Now, let me go back real quick. Part A deductible is per admission, and Part B deductible is yearly or annually. Okay, Plan F covers 100% of the Part B doctor's excess charges, and those charges can be over and above Medicare up to 15%. And Plan F finally covers foreign travel emergencies up to plan limits, and that percentage is 80%. So as you can see, Plan F covers all the co-pays, all the co-insurance, all the co-payments under the sun. It's a very popular plan. The update to that is first payer plan, like Plan F and Plan C, are being phased out by Congress by the end of the year 2019. So by the year 2020, no new seniors are allowed to be enroll into Plan F or Plan C because they are phased out. Folks that are on those plans are grandfathered in, and they will see their rates drastically increase. All right, back to the Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans, Plan G, as in George. So Plan G, as in George, is the exact same thing as Plan F, except for one minor difference, and we'll go through it real quick. Medicare Part A, coinsurance and hospital costs, 100% for Plan G. Medicare Part B, coinsurance and copayments, 100% coverage for Plan G. The first 3 pints of blood, 100% for Plan G. The Part A, hospice care, coinsurance and copayments, 100% coverage for Plan G. Skilled nursing facility care, 100% again. The Part A, $1,316 per admission Part A deductible is 100% coverage. This is the only other difference for Plan G, is the Part B yearly deductible is paid for by the Medicare beneficiary. They are responsible for that out-of-pocket cost. And again, that is $183 for 2017. So it has a blank on the page because there is no coverage for that Part B yearly deductible. All right, going down, the Part B excess charges, that is covered 100% under Plan G, and the foreign travel emergency up to the plan limits is 80% for Plan G. So those are the two plans, F and G, that cover 100% coverage of the 20% gap that Medicare does not cover. All right, guys, thanks so much for listening. That was exciting stuff. Page 81 and 82 in your Medicare and You guidebook, how to shop for and how to compare and what exactly is a Medicare supplement insurance policy. If you have any questions, comments, or perspective, give us a call, 1-888-608-8846. Thank you so much for listening, Medicare Nation.